Hello and welcome to the Social Voice Podcast. We have our host, John Spencer, here.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Habib. You did an excellent job introducing me.
No problem. I will always try to introduce you as well as I can. The topic for the day...
Excuse me, Habib. This is my podcast. Our podcast. All right. We have with us here four students. If they would like to introduce themselves, beginning with...
Hi, I'm
you.
Stephanie.
I'm Bob.
Excuse me, say that again.
I'm Aldo.
Thank you.
Melissa.
Elizabeth. All right. And they will be talking about the La Raza Unida Party. And by the way, I just want to say the La Raza Unida Party was a political party, not the kind of party where it was like a fiesta with mariachis and stuff like that. Not that kind of party. Just important so that you know, can know that. It's not like a place to play beer pong or anything. All right. What did you guys learn? Any significant things that you guys learned about the La Raza Unida Party?
That their purpose was to get more Mexican-Americans into the Congress and involved in the government of the United States.
Okay, so their first area was kind of getting more... Mexican Americans into Congress, into the state legislatures. Any other goals that they had?
Lele?
Okay, besides that?
They wanted to improve the economic stuff and like social problems like in their community.
So they wanted to change the economic and social situation. They knew that with money comes power, and economic empowerment was a big part of it. What did they want to do in terms of education? They had a real big goal with that.
Didn't they want like more Latinos or Chicanos to be like in the board of education?
Exactly, and even at a more basic level as teachers. Let's focus on some of the ideas that they had, and you guys just tell me what you think about it. Well, start with this. Any side of the La Raza Unida that you guys maybe didn't like?
Did you get help from whites?
Yeah, they
were
discriminated
as... It was racist. Yeah.
Okay. What would you have liked them to do instead?
Let everyone join in who believed in the same things as they did, not just the same race.
Okay. And what were you going to say, Aldo?
Welcome, no matter what color race they are and what they want.
Okay, so kind of unify people not on the color of skin, but on the ideas that they all share.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you guys agreed with them on? Latinos?
Latino teachers.
Okay.
Instead of having all white teachers.
Uh-huh. But you got something against white teachers, huh? I'm just kidding. Why would that be significant for kids to have teachers who are Latino and schools with more Latinos?
Because they're influencing them and they're saying that if they went through the same things as they did, they can do it as well as they.
Okay. As you guys have been growing up, has there been much of a dialogue with you guys that, hey, maybe in the future you guys could become the next teachers that will influence the minds of the next generation? Not much?
No.
What's sort of the conversation you seem to get from those in education? Like, what do you feel like their goal is for you guys?
Just, like, take what you've learned and... do whatever you want with it in the future, and that will make you successful. You don't really have to be in the educational side.
Okay. What do you think most teachers would want you guys to go into as a career field?
Something you enjoy, something that will make you better as a person at the same time.
Okay. I'm curious with you guys. Have you ever felt the sense that what school wants you to do is go get an education, go to college, get a high-paying job, and sort of leave the community that you live in right now?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
That puts lots of pressure, because what if you don't do that and later on you start regretting your actions?
Okay. Do you think there's a possibility that maybe another route would be that people get an education and stick with their community and help transform it?
Yeah.
And that's a part of what La Raza Unida Party was all about, right?
Yeah.
Let's take another issue of Latinos in government. What are some of the barriers right now that are preventing more Latinos from getting into government right now?
They're undocumented in papers.
Okay. A lot of them can't get papers right now. Okay, what else?
And when it comes to college degree things, they have to pay more to the tuition, so it's harder for them to get into college.
Okay. So some of the laws have made it really difficult. What else?
It's a harder journey for them to get them put out to become in Congress than it is to be white.
Okay. One of the things that they fought for was also, you know, they realized that higher education and better jobs and political power and better education were all interconnected. You couldn't take one and just focus on that or take another and just focus on that. Can you guys give me an example of where you think having papers, having money, having some political power, and having a voice in the educational system would all be connected? Or do you guys think it is connected? It's kind of a tough question, I realize.
My brain hurts.
All those brain hurts, if you couldn't hear that. How about this? Can you see how political power is connected to education, for example?
Yes.
How?
For the state sees that if your school is being your test scores are really high, they give you more money.
Uh-huh.
And then other schools that are a little bit of trying, they get like what's left over.
And so that it's not equal. Funding isn't equal all across the board. One last final thought. Do you think that there needs to be a new push with some of the ideas of the La Raza Unida Party? I mean, do you think there needs to be a new push to have more Latinos in government and in education?
Yes, because that's what we're actually really lacking in life nowadays.
Okay. What do you think, Aldo?
We need a push. We need that help to help cambios.
Yes, because, like, the more variety you have, like, more thoughts, new ideas, new statements, a different point of view helps create an even better.
Okay. And what do you think, Elizabeth?
What?
Oh. Do you think there needs to be a new La Raza Unida type movement?
Yes, because, like, some of their ideas didn't work, so, like, people need to improve that to, like, make it better.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening.